Hi, this is David Kay, and you're listening to Altered Geek. Geek. Get altered, get geeky, it's a wild ride. Join the discussion, let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Altered Geek Podcast, remember the name. Oh, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the geekdom of the internet is TFG1 Mike.
I am here, and we are waiting for actual intelligence to take over this world.
Meh.
Really? That's all you got?
Come That's on. That's all I got.
God, you suck.
No, I did see like all of the stuff with various like AIs going on, but we're going to talk about that shortly. I believe you had something about a particular actress.
Oh God! Which I forgot about the other person that was in that one movie because that person passed away in 2017. So recently, I think it was January 30th or January 31st. I'm not looking at a specific article, but actress Catherine O'Hara passed away. Everyone should know Catherine O'Hara by two roles. She was in Beetlejuice and she was Kate McAllister in Home Alone. And I will get you the clips. You can insert them wherever you want, but I will get you the clips of her screaming Kevin. Because like when she passed, literally everybody took, she did a modern day, I forget when she actually did it, but they took the clip from Home Alone 2 because that's the better clip of when she did it in the movies. And then she did a modern version. I forget, like I said, a couple years ago, maybe, whatever, doing the same exact thing, whatever. But Catherine O'Hara came up with in SCTV in Canada, a brilliant actress. She went on to do, I believe she was Moira Rose in I'm really gonna get axed for this since I'm not actually looking it up. So for me, folks, the reason why I'm so emotional about this is because Kate McAllister in Home Alone 1 and 2, she literally was like what my mom was like. Like, that's just what it was like at the time, because I was 10 when Home Alone came out. I was 12 when the second one came out. So yeah. Just absolutely loved her 100%. She came back for the sequel for Beetlejuice. I am trying to find, where is that thing? Where's a damn TV show? What is it called? Moira Rose. What the hell is a TV show called? Not Curb Your Enthusiasm. Anyway, she passed away recently, and it is very, very sad. And just every time I see anyone posting the clips of her as the mom in Home Alone, it's like, oh, man. And what's so sad about the whole thing is that, like I mentioned, John Hurd, who played the father, Peter McAllister, I remember when he passed away in 2017. And I was like, damn, now both Kevin's parents are gone. And the most touching thing, when Macaulay got his Walk of Fame star, she was the one to give the speech, and people have been posting the video of that. And just the way she talks about him and the way, like, even though I was your fake mom and I left you home alone one, not once, but twice. Oh, God, it just like it tears your friggin' heart out. It really does. She's just one of the best people ever. Like, she's not one of these old celebrity, young celebrity, whatever celebrity you want to say. She's not one of these that's in the tabloid. She just is one of the good ones. And we lost one of the good ones. And I just have to say, all these people who are saying, oh, they took the wrong Home Alone 2 star. And at first I was like, what the hell are you people talking about? What they were talking about was the guy that got a guest appearance for like less than 2 minutes at the beginning of Home Alone 2 in the Plaza Hotel because he owns it. And I'm like, how can you make that comparison to a guest star spot in a film versus an actress? Oh God, people are so stupid. People are just so damn stupid. Anyway, Catherine O'Hara, may she absolutely rest in peace. And yeah, just absolutely, just so good. Where is that TV show? I swear, Schitt's Creek, Moira Rose. I couldn't think of the damn name of the show. Schitt's Creek is the name of the show. I remember the character. I just couldn't think of the show. But yeah, she passed away recently, and that kind of hit me a little hard because of, yeah. But yeah, so that happened in Geekdom recently. And then been watching a lot of trailers recently because a lot of stuff does and doesn't happen between December and like March, like December of the previous year to March of the new year. Like January and February are kind of bone dry. Hell, I'll say January to April is kind of bone dry for certain things. But man, a lot of trailers have hit for stuff that's coming later in 2026. So we watched trailers for Masters of the Universe, yes. Maul Shadow Lord, the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and I think it's season 2 of Daredevil. I think that's what that was. Masters of the Universe, folks, you can head on over to Powers of Grayskull series episode 136 to hear all of my thoughts on that. Optimus Solo and I did a whole almost hour long, it's like 54 minutes of us discussing various things, including the trailer. So you can hear all my thoughts on the Masters of the Universe 2026 film trailer there. What are your thoughts on the Masters of the Universe trailer that they released, sir?
So the Masters of the Universe trailer, I actually enjoyed that one. Although I still don't understand why we always have to come from the real world, why it didn't just, you know, they had to find him in Eternia.
So okay, I'm just going to give you a little bit of history because I'm sure by now people have heard the Powers of Grayskull series episode and they know. And you're not really in the Masters of the Universe fandom, so you just don't know that much about it. Marlena, who is Queen of Eternia, married to married to King Randor, fathered Prince Adam. She originally was an Earthling. She was a pilot. She was an astronaut. She took a spaceship out into space and got stranded on Eternia. So she was originally, so that's why Earth is tied to Eternia. Adam's mother is originally from Earth. So that's why Earth is always tied in. It's not just because, oh my God, we're Hollywood and we have to tie our own planet into this mythical story. No, it's because for the last 83, 26, 43 years, it's been the whole part of the story is that his mother is an actual Earthling who got stranded on. Go ahead.
I was going to say, was that the case even in the original?
Yes, it's been the case from day one. Oh. Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I saw a lot of comments about people talking about it, and I was like, I don't like, I don't know.
Yep. There's a whole episode where in He-Man and the Masters of the Universe from 1983, there's a whole episode about Marlena Glenn. I forget what the episode name is, but there's a whole episode. That's why San Diego Comic-Con 2020, I can talk. San Diego Comic-Con 2012, there was a Mattel action figure of Marlena, of Queen Marlena, where you could get, it came with the whole thing, came with the whole figure. You could either dress her as the queen, or you dress her as the space pilot Marlena Glenn. So yeah, it's been there for the last 43 years. It's not just a thing just to make it a thing. It's been there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep, yep.
So yeah, I liked it in anyways. Like I'm still a little on the fence on Skeletor, depending on what they do with the voice.
Yep.
Same. But I'm hoping it's not annoying Leto.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I just hope they don't ever show him. I just hope they keep him in the skull mask. I don't mind. I'm very curious to hear what his voice sounds like. Like I said, in the Powers of Grayskull episode, but I just don't ever want to see him. Nope. Just keep the costume on.
I agree.
What was the other thing I was gonna say? I was gonna say something else. I don't know.
Yeah. So moving on from the Masters trailer.
Uh-huh.
We have the Darth Maul trailer.
Yep.
Which the only thing I'm concerned about there is, where does it take place?
Yeah.
In the timeline.
Yep.
It's not that I dislike the idea. I love the idea. It looks very cool. Plus,
yeah,
it's just vocally and everything else, it's just going to be a lot of fun. I'm just concerned about where it fits in the timeline.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't know. I'm excited to see it. I think it's going to be cool. And again, this is coming from a person that never cared. Never. Look, dude, you got sliced in half. You dead. You can't come back from that. And then they kind of made him cool and made him come back through the Clone Wars and all of that and everything else. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. And the other thing that kind of gets me interested is how devoted and in the lore that Sam Witwer is, because he is the voice, but because it's also because he cares about the lore and the character, and he wants to do the best job he can. So we'll see.
He knows the lore probably better than a lot of the other.
Absolutely. That clip, there's a clip somewhere where he's talking about it, and he's talking about going through a scene or whatever. And he's talking about the scene where somebody met Shmi or whatever, met Luke, met Anakin's mother or whatever. And Ashley Eckstein goes over, turns over. I've never seen anyone out geek Dave Filoni before, because he spoke up and said, we have to do that again. This person has already met blah, 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 blah.
And he's he hasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, she has. Yeah. 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 No, Sam, that would be I would love for us to interview him. That would be like a total geek out for all of, oh God, that would be so cool. Be fun.
I mean, wouldn't be a bad idea.
Nope. Wouldn't be a bad idea.
But yeah, I, I think that it's going to be fun no matter what direction we go, like, on that.
Yep.
I'm excited for it just because he's involved, he's doing the voice, and then on top of it, like, the dude knows his lore.
Yup.
So, as far as the other two, like, Super Mario, I'm excited for, uh-huh, just because the first one was pretty good. That one, I don't have any issues with.
Yeah.
And then we have, of course, the Daredevil.
Yep.
Trailer, which I watched it. I am indifferent because I don't care for Daredevil on a whole.
Okay.
So it does nothing for me, and I've not watched the rest of it, nor do I care to watch any of it. I don't watch a lot of the Marvel television, so.
Yeah, no worries, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, I need to get back into it. I need to figure out, you know, where the Marvel TV stuff is right now. I know everyone's super stoked for Wonder Man, which is the new hotness currently for Marvel TV. It's not my bag, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that's not my bag of interest either. So.
Yep.
So
I just found out there's a Gargoyles Darkwing Duck comic that just released this year. Holy crap. Where the hell did this come from? Anyway, and then there was the artificial actual intelligence.
Yep. So bring up the video that you were telling me about, which of prompted this whole diatribe here.
Let me move this over here. Type this. So there was a mom or somebody on Instagram. There was an Instagram video where they were talking about, I believe it was, let's see here. Of course, I can click on it. It's going to take me right to Instagram, isn't it?
Yep.
Fine. Yes. Seriously? Come on, you guys. This is stupid. Okay, show me the video. Show me the video. Okay, really? Sorry, you're going to have to edit this. Where is, oh, it's down here. Okay. Let me refresh this here. So this is from Roblox. A mom got an email from Roblox. Roblox, I guess, is an online game. I have no clue. She got an email from Roblox. She had no longer control over basically anything. They changed her child's age from, like, something to something when her child is actually only 9 years old. He can now respond to direct messages and from anybody. He can access content for 13 and up.
Yeah, I mean, this basically is also why I don't let my kids play any of this crap.
Right, right. So before the last thing I'll say is what she's saying here is when he was playing the game, she asked him, how did this happen? He said, Mom, I was playing the game. This weird thing popped up. It asked me to take a selfie. It estimated my age as 13 to 15 or whatever. And then it had me do all this other stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, holy crap, Roblox, what the hell?
It's definitely disconcerting.
Yeah, very.
With this kind of going down the way that it did. Just yeah. Because, I mean, and this is, again, this is why I severely locked down my kids' stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't trust any of it. Like, I mean, I've found literally like software so I can neuter the AI in Windows.
Yeah.
So that it just works. Cause like Notepad of all things, they've updated. And the reason I liked Notepad was I could just take notes in it. Yeah. It didn't try to be Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
That was why I used it. It was like for quick crap that I was like, I don't want to load Microsoft Word in here. And sure enough, like I'm looking at it, I'm going, oh, so they added AI and they added like a recall thing. And then like there's the Microsoft AI recall. And like, I don't want this in my, you know, I don't want it scanning my computer and deciding like, oh, I'm going to save your passwords to make it easier or save your process or whatever. Like, and then it's got all this crap that, you know, reports home to Microsoft. And it's like, just be an operating system and work.
Yep. Absolutely. Like,
let's not complicate what you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I still use a CD software version of Microsoft Office 2007. I so wish we could still use CD software. I don't understand. Like, I hate the whole, oh, you must pay a subscription fee, monthly fee, annual. No, let me pay my $90, $100, $200, whatever your fee is going to be for your software. Give me a lifetime license. I'll pay the money for the lifetime license to use your software. I don't want to have to pay you a piddly amount per month. I don't want to have to pay you $100 a year. Frug that. That's stupid.
But there's no money in it. That's why they do it. They want you on a perpetual hook.
Yeah, well.
I actually saw an article. It was like from something business. Let me see if I've got it. It was a thing from like a British energy website.
Right, right.
That somebody sent, and it says like how much electricity do ChatGPT prompts consume?
Right.
And it says ChatGPT runs thousands of calculations to respond to each prompt it receives and using vast amounts of energy. In fact, a recent study showed that the GPT-4 model consumes 0.14 kilowatts each time it generates 100 words. So how much electricity does ChatGPT use, assuming it's 200 million weekly active users prompt the chatbot, you know, let's say five times per day. And then it says in one day, an estimated it consumes an estimated 19.99 million kilowatts an hour or each day or something.
Yeah.
It says this would be enough to charge enough electricity to charge 4 million phones. Or to run the Empire State Building for 270 days.
Jesus.
It says in 1 week, it consumes an estimated 139.93 million kilowatts an hour each week, which is almost double the electricity used for the Super Bowl Sunday, including power in the stadium, household TVs, and Super Bowl related travel.
Oh my god.
It could, or enough to power the Las Vegas Sphere for a year and a half. Mm. In 1 month, it consumes an estimated 599.7 million kilowatts an hour each month. This is enough electricity to power all of Times Square billboards for the more than 10 years, or to charge 166,000 electric cars. And then it goes into like the 7.23 billion each year. And it says more than more electricity than 112 countries consume in a year, or more than every house in the state of Wyoming consumes in 2.5 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So what it's doing too, though, I mean, this is just part of it. Let me see if I can pull up the rest of it, because my wife sent it to me from somebody else that posted it on Facebook earlier, and I did the reverse engineering of the
right
article. And so yeah, it says where is it? Then it goes into the water. How much water does it consume? Because they're about to put an AI facility here in my local town in Colorado. No. And I'm like, dude, we'd barely have enough water to like prevent us from getting forest fires and like to filter to all the businesses and homes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where this water, this magic water is coming from. And I guess Michigan's dealing with this. And this was somebody from Michigan that posted this. Because like they're starting to funnel out of the Great Lakes, which means, you know, I mean, that's fresh water and that's what it runs on. So it creates this, you know, okay, how do you regenerate it? So they're saying it uses 519 milliliters of water to regenerate 100 words. Now, granted, this is from Business Energy UK.
Yeah.
But it's all very much tailored to the United States.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know how factual all of this is. Because again, it's a study by a British energy company, and most of the US energy companies are US owned.
And yep.
Yeah. So they're saying that it's like 519 milliliters of water to generate 100 words. And so then they assume it's, you know, let's assume that there are 400 million weekly active users prompting the chatbot 5 times a day. They're like, it's enough to fill almost 1 million baths for every resident of San Jose, California, or flush, you know, the toilet 24 million times. You know, and then they kind of go into, you know, estimated 274 million gallons of water each week at like Disneyland Orlando uses in a fortnight, or jeez, enough to fill over 864 million Stanley, you know, cups.
Yeah.
Or to fill so many, you know, Olympic pools, or enough to give everybody, you know, 2 glasses of water. And they keep expounding, you know, the number gets larger as it goes down. But part of the problem is it's kind of like the nuclear energy. Like it needs more and more and more and more water or other things to keep it going. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm on the fence with it, because, like, I like it from a tool perspective, or like an indie creator perspective of, like, it's like, I can't afford to pay for, you know, these expensive. And I realize, you know, to some degree, AI does steal from somewhere. But at the same time, it's also getting this information because somebody has sold their data to it at some point, or purposefully put it in the machine.
Yeah.
And so it's not entirely oh, boo hoo, it's stealing. It's also somebody had to have put it there in the first place, whether it was the company that owned it, or an employee, or, you know, or it could have been, you know, somebody from those companies were like, hey, we'd like to have you train it, you know, and teach it. And I mean, technically, we've been training this stuff anyway with the CAPTCHA thing for years. It's just, we're getting to the point now where like everything's getting so advance so quickly. I mean, they showed a video of Will Smith eating spaghetti like from AI like 3 years ago, and it looked like a jumbled mess. And then they showed it from 20, you know, from this year, and it looked like he was actually eating spaghetti. Like, so I love the AI from the stance of when I'm feeling snarky and I want to have it reword something I've already wrote, or having it help me with plugins for the website or analyze something, you know, like for the website of like, hey, how can I get rid of these plugins? These are what I have. I need something simple. You know, I don't give it the source code. I just am like, I need something that does X, Y, and Z, and it comes up with it. And there's a lot of trial and error of testing. And, you know, so I mean, it screws up just as much as if I did it. Or like, for instance, like I'm filing a trademark for the network name, and I had to use ChatGPT to help me understand the legalese of it and how to fill it out on this antiquated website that the government runs to do this, because it's so difficult to understand. I've had to like put the information into it and ask exactly what I need to put in the boxes, because I'm like, I don't understand what it's asking for, where it goes, because it's so confusing to fill out. So like in those instances, I like
That's
it.
Crazy.
Like
this first,
yeah. So I mean, and then, but I'm also looking at it from the stance of like, from a creator standpoint, like, do I want to see AI animation replace actors or animation? No. Like, I love classic animation. I love the actors that are in them. Do I think that some of them get paid entirely too much compared to the people that are actually doing the work to make it look good? Yeah. But it's also a studio problem. Like, I feel like the studios are part of the problem of how things have gotten so inflated in the first place. Especially when, you know, Markiplier submitted a film and they gave him the time of day to put it in the theater, and it made more, even though it's a horror movie and it's not something I care about, he spent under $3 million with grassroots and everything, and it made like over $20 million opening weekend before they yanked it because it was making Hollywood look bad.
Yeah.
Because everything else was like, there was one movie that was above it by like an extra million or two, and then everything else was like under 6 million. And it was pretty pathetic that a YouTuber like did all of his own stuff and had his own movie, produced it and everything, and got it into the theater, and it was better than the crap that they're pumping out as far as money wise. So again, it's we're at this weird pinnacle of between AI and the creator culture, and you know, all these companies are going all in on AI. I don't like, I like the prospect of it. I like messing with it. And I'm messing around with like offline AI that I can use for my own PC, because one, I don't want to pay a subscription, and two, like, I don't really love my data being out there.
Yeah.
So I'm playing around with stuff that's like open source that I can run from my own computer. But as far as like these big conglomerates like NVIDIA and, you know, creating the RAM shortage and the GPU shortage that they've created because of AI, and all these different job losses and animation gone and movies gone. And it's rather unfortunate. Plus Windows shoving it down your throat. Like Microsoft shoving it down your throat. Like, I like Copilot. It's okay. Especially for free. Like, I like Copilot and I like Gemini and I like ChatGPT, and I use them all you know, for different purposes and different needs. But I don't want it. Like, I just want Windows to work. So I've been like going through and like learning all this stuff of how to debloat Windows so that Windows 11's actually decent. And for the most part, it is, once you strip all of the crap out. But I mean, like, all of these companies have gone so hardcore AI, like Adobe and Google and Microsoft and Apple and like all these companies, that people are just like, I'm done with this. Like, I just want stuff to be like it was. There is a silver lining, which I'll get to in a minute, about all of this AI, of a resurgence of old. But your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's like I said at the beginning of the show. We've always thought of it as a tool and not something to be used to destroy the world. We want to use it, not have it use us. And the Markiplier thing, just like I saw our buddy Dustin talk about how he's happy for the guy. And that's awesome. Great. Sure. That's, you know, he got his shot. He got his quote unquote, he didn't get a Hollywood deal, but you know, I mean, a YouTuber getting a Hollywood movie made, that doesn't happen every day. I don't know. I don't want AI to replace humans. It's like I say every time we talk about AI, I prefer actual intelligence to artificial intelligence. I don't know. It's just one of those things where what you're doing with it, I think, is good.
It's a tool.
It's a tool. Exactly. What you're using it for is good. What other people use it for? That's kind of sketchy.
Not only that, but like it's gotten to the point too where you don't know what's real.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I know last year they had a company, and I think they're still doing it, that was pumping out like 3,000 AI podcasts a day.
Yep.
And I'm like, what is the purpose of this? Like, who is going to listen to this crap? Like, we barely get people that listen to our stuff, like, because the market's so oversaturated. Like, do we need AI like podcasts of like that are fake? And I mean, they've gotten so good with AI now that you even have like they give them verbal crutches. They give them the whole witty banter back and forth. NVIDIA, the company that created the GeForce graphics cards, they have an AI that you can literally hold a conversation with. It's indistinguishable. Like, they trained it from customer service calls and from other stuff, but it literally, you can have a full-blown conversation and it will listen to you, go and like just totally like talk with you and like it's actively listening even though it's not.
No,
it's the weirdest stuff. Like I've dabbled with some of that because I think it's kind of interesting, but at the same time, I enjoy the discourse of a human being, because people were testing it too. They're like, I was watching a YouTube video of somebody testing it, and they told it like a mock situation of like, okay, you're a customer service agent for a bank. And he was like pretending like he was having a conversation, like, I'm going to rob the bank, you know, and then and like tells this AI agent, they're like, we're happy to help you, you know, and it was the conversational one. And he's like, no, you don't understand. I'm going to rob the bank. And then like the AI is like, oh, that's nice. Could you use some help with that, or, you know, something like that? And he's like, no, I don't think you understand. I'm going to, you know, and just kept repeating. And then the AI eventually was, you know, like, I can't help you with that, but good luck with it. Have a great day. Like,
no, like, this is why we don't need this.
I mean, we have an AI agent that answers customer service calls at work, and they say it's an AI agent when it picks up. Like, it's like, I'm so and so, your AI agent, you know, I'm here to help assist you with your, you know, account and stuff. And I mean,
the phone AI agents, as long as you say the right things, as long as you like,
for content, I don't want an AI.
No.
Yeah.
You want authentic audio interfaces. You want authentic audio imaging. You want us. You don't just want just a bunch of fucking repaints, damn it.
That was actually pretty brilliant.
Dude, I've been holding that in for 2 hours.
But yeah, I mean, I love the idea, like I said, of a lot of this. Now, the double-edged sword here, and I'm don't get me wrong, I'm kind of excited about it. It means, and you're going to like where this goes too. It means that the big swelling for the AI is going to cause video game companies to ship completed products. Because, and I saw an article about this the other day. I'm still here. I'm just trying to see if I can pull up this article.
So
they're saying, like, you know, essentially this is sparking a resurgence in companies because people cannot upgrade their computers because the price of RAM has doubled tripled in some situations, and same with graphics cards. Plus, businesses are, like, they're focusing, like, all these companies that do the graphics and do the memory are focusing on business needs first and then consumers. Like, they've shrunk the amount for consumer electronics down to squat. So the supply is very low, and when they get it in, that's why the prices are so high, because it's, you know, supply and demand. Because I talked to Kai about this, and he recently upgraded his computer. I recently upgraded my computer. He bought his in December. I bought mine in January. So he was able to get 64 gigabytes of DDR5 memory, which realistically you should be able to get for about $300.
Right.
Like, that's pretty standard. That's the going rate. It's So he got 64 gigs of RAM. The price difference within a month was astronomical. It was going to cost me $600 to $800 to get the same amount of memory.
Wow.
And I was like, nope, I will wait until prices come down. So I purposely bought, and this is the first time I've ever done this. Like, I've never done this before. Like, when I upgrade a computer, I mean, his processor was cheaper, was a lower model than mine, and I think his graphics card might have been too, comparatively. Like, but he got a bigger SSD, like hard drive and things like that. Now, I built my computer, and I think I spent $300 less than he did, but I got less memory, and but I rebought everything else. So my machine, I typically upgrade and I cobble parts from the previous machine to the next machine. And I keep the original machine still operational, but the new one is the one that gets all of the perks. So I've had a 2011 desktop that I built years ago when I worked at the car dealership. And I think, yeah, the last time I upgraded was during, or that time that I upgraded, it was when I lived in my Michigan house, and we were obviously doing the network at that time. But it was right around the time I got my microphone. And so that computer has been sitting in my office for a good 6 months and not been turned on at all. It's just been kind of cobbled and dragged from house to house. Because in 2019, when I moved to Colorado, I built a new computer. And at that time, I was able to, so the 2011 computer has spent about $500 to update and upgrade things that I had. And it was like a one or two monitor setup at the time. And then my 2019 machine, I did three monitors. And I've since upgraded all the monitors, but I spent about $800 on that machine. and it had all kinds of drive bays that were modular, and you know, I could put a buttload of hard drives in it. So I've always built like mid-grade, like bought mid-grade parts. Like my 2011 computer, I bought an i3 dual core processor, Intel, like back then, and it had about, I think it has 24 gigs of DDR3 memory, and it had integrated graphics. It did have a GeForce 2 gig card at one point, but that had gone to my 2019 machine, but because it integrated graphics, it still worked. It's just a low end. I couldn't play any games on it. And then my 2019 machine, the graphics card died like 2 years ago. So I bought a new GeForce card, but I bought like, you know, a $250 card. And even at that time, it was kind of a low to mid grade graphics card. And I had 64 gigs of DDR4 memory in that. But that, the 2019 machine, was an i5 6 core processor. So again, it was mid grade, like not an i7, not an i9. So like my 2011 machine can hold an i7. My 2019 machine could hold an i9. This one, I opted to just go all out. I was like, I need to future proof.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't know how AI is going to impact my computer into the future. Plus, I'm like, worst case scenario, let's say a part craps out on this computer, on my new one, I have an old one I can go back to. Not ideal, but I can. So I'll get to the 2019 one in a minute, but the one I just built, I bought the very top of the line AMD processor. I had to buy a new case to fit said new processor and graphics card, because my old case would not hold it. And then for airflow, it really wouldn't hold it. Cause I was planning on just moving everything from one tower to the next and saving myself an extra amount. So I ended up buying a new power supply, a new case. And so these new cases are like glass sided. So they're like streamer, so that it's like, oh, look at my computer, it glows, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't really care, but it's more like a big rectangular cube instead of like the rectangle towers. And the new computer, they have nowhere to put an expansion port. So you can't put like a disk drive. You can't put any of that stuff in there. So I had to leave it with I moved it to my 2011 machine, because my 2019 machine I sold to my work, which one helped me recoup some of the cost, but two, because they waited too long to get me a new machine. And that one was doing everything I needed to do, because I had to bring work home, because my work laptop, even though it was 3 years old, or is 3 years old now, could not handle video editing. And my old tower could, because of the graphics card, which was a 6 gig GeForce card. And I had 64 gigs of RAM. Even though the processor was old, it was able to do it all. So my new machine, I got a mid-grade GeForce card. And I say mid-grade because there's only two models ahead of it, but there was like eight that were below.
Yeah.
And they've made the decision to discontinue this card.
Oh no, that's not good.
So, but it's really good for the cost. Like, they've decided to do the model down and the next one below that, and not really make much of the top of the line card or much of this card. And then there's like one that's like between this one and the top of the line card that they're going to keep doing. But that one has the same amount or a little bit more video memory in it. But essentially, it's like $400 more than this card.
Oh, boy.
And that's at retail.
Oh, boy.
For the amplified price, it's much more. So like this graphics card is like $800, and like the amplified price right now is like $1,200. The other one was a $1,200 retail, and it's like $1,800. The other one was a $2,000 card, and it's like $3,000. So because the RAM shortage. So beauty is eBay has great deals on 15-year-old computers parts. And yeah. So does Marketplace. So my 2011 computer, because it didn't have a dedicated video card, I bought on Marketplace for $30 a GeForce card. That's the top of the line one that can fit in this tower. And then I went on eBay and bought an i7 processor, which is the top of the line chip that can fit in that computer.
Yep.
So essentially, I've maxed out the old computer. So my kids have something that they can play emulators on.
Interesting.
And then my new computer, I haven't fully field tested it yet, but I'm still planning on getting there. But this one, I can run advanced like computational stuff because the processor is like it's like a 32 core or something like that. 18. It's an 18 physical core with a 13 or a 32 virtual core. So it's like it's an insane. But I've only got 32 gigs of memory in the computer. And I bought a new M.2 SSD card, hard drive that's plugged into it. But I've still got like all my other hard drives hooked up to it. And like I said, my old computer I got at work. And so between I was able to offload one and help do a rebate for part of my new computer. So it was kind of a win-win all the way around. But my kids are benefiting on the old one. But yeah, so roundabout of way and getting back to the video game side of it, I was reading in a report that because of all of the shortages that, and especially with the AI, they're getting to the point where the game companies are having to be more intentional.
Okay.
Because like some of the companies were doing this thing where they would condense or really push the software to be economical, like smaller file sizes and still be able to run, kind of like how they used to do things. What they've been doing for the last like 10 years, 15 years is pushing out bloated games that are broken and very intensive on the computer to the point that they're like, oh, you can't run it, buy a new card, buy more memory, buy a new computer. But because people can't get their hands on any of it anymore, and the hardware developers are even cutting back on what they're putting in the laptops and in the computers, these game companies are having to double think what they're doing. They're like, oh, maybe we should ship a optimized game from the start that's complete, that works. So and on older hardware, so people can actually play it. And I was like, ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
You have
ding.
Seen fight children.
Exactly. That would be crazy. But hey, that's what you got to do. Yeah, the cost, man, the cost is just stuff. Everything. Just you work and work and work and work and work and you make the money you can make from whatever job that you have and you do all that you can and you buy your necessities to either feed yourself if you're someone like me who's living by himself currently or someone like you who has a family to feed and everything else. You just do what you can in life and sometimes it throws you a bone and sometimes it doesn't, but damn, it's like, oh God, just these prices that keep going up. It's just crazy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's nuts. Absolute nuts.
So I think that's all I got.
Yep. I think it's all I got too.
Besides, I think I've exhausted this.
Well, yeah, that and it's about to be after midnight here. It's after midnight here on the East Coast, and
You know what happens to gremlins if they're, you know, out after, midnight and you feed them and you get them wet. And they just...
They become squirrels.
Squirrels. There were squirrels in her pants.
So anyways, thank you for listening to Altered Geek. And, well... If you enjoyed the commentary here on this episode, let us know on the episode post on geekcastradio.com or feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can also let us know on our Facebook page on the episode post there. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
From classic icons to new sci-fi dreams, with every episode we'll unravel the themes. Let's geek out and laugh. It's high. Together we'll journey, reaching for the sky. Gathering in. Join the discussion. Let's dive into lore. From Star Trek to Transformers, we're ready to soar. Superheroes clash as we spark up the flame. Alter Geek Podcast, remember the name.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.